The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
I've got a couple of weddings coming up the next 2 weekends.
Your own?
No.
Okay.
We haven't even thought
about
it.
Just checking.
No, we haven't even thought about a year.
Jy love mos 'n surprise thing. So, ek maak net seker.
Maar ons gaan hierdie naweek, and they're both in the Natal Midlands.
Oh.
And both of them, I don't have any more leave left because I was just in Greece, so I've got to be here for the shows.
Ooh, okay.
So we are going to drive 5.5 hours to the Natal Midlands on Saturday morning to do a Saturday afternoon wedding and then come back on Monday morning to be here in time for our lunchtime meeting before the show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that the next 2 weekends in a row. So the next 2 weekends have got 12-hour drives in them, all of them. And I'm already like,
yeah, want julle is mos van die aard wat julle net kan gaan.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go.
Well, this is what got me thinking. Because, you know, we're chatting to some friends of ours who got kids. Mm. And they were like, ah, you know, you guys are just running around because we just come back from Greece. They were like, oh, you go. Being able to go places and do stuff.
Mm.
And I was like, is it hectic for... I mean, it's obviously hectic for parents. Is it that hectic for parents? Do you miss the freedom, in inverted commas?
Yes. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Because... Wanneer jy kinders het, daar is altyd 'n gedagte wat jy moet hou om te sê, o, kan ek die kinders saamvat? Of, like, you can never just kind of pack up and go. That carefreeness goes. That's why I really love flying. I really love to just be on a plane for however many hours, peace and quiet. And I love flying by myself. Ek kan sit in die airport lounge en ek, het niemand om oor te worry nie, of as ek nou, sê nou, op die strand is, and I'm on my momcation that I went on earlier this year, I don't have to sit at the beach and like, watch that someone doesn't get chowed by one of the waves. I can just sit on the beach.
Read a book, have a
nap. So some things, I will admit, as much as I love them, to absolute bits and pieces, some things are a little bit better without kids.
You reckon?
Mm.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there must be. And I mean, that doesn't mean, you know, you don't love your kids.
Correct,
Obviously, we want kids around all the time. And, you know, if you're a parent, this is the most wonderful thing in the world.
Mm.
We get that. But there must be times where you're like, ooh, a nice dinner, though, would be nice. If we could just upgrade the restaurant level a little bit to one of those extra grown-up-y places.
Correct.
With the really nice things.
And the salad forks and the fish forks.
But now we must go somewhere that also has chicken nuggies.
Yeah.
You know, you can't always make that choice for yourself.
Yeah. So, in general, I mean, yeah, and maybe it's not me, just me that feels this way. So, if you also feel like you agree, let us know. 084-850-0942. What are some things that are enjoyed more when there are no kids around?
Yes. Is there anything that stands out for you? Is there anything you miss? Is there anything you're like, oof, I could go for one of those right now without the addition of small people around?
Yes.
But the side thing.
Yeah, Rob was chatting earlier about the amount of weddings and traveling that him and Leah, his fiance, have to do in the next couple of weeks. En ek wou net toe nou sê, dit is soveel makliker vir hulle, omdat hulle nie kinders het nie, to just kind of pack up and go. Do your 12 hours of driving, heen en weer, wat ook al, geniet jouself, kom terug en rus.
En kan het doen.
Ja.
Hey Robin Roz, Benicia. I have a daughter... So I'm a mom to just one child, but I absolutely hate the fact that when I need to go on holiday, I have to look at double. Everything's double. Double the airplane cost, double the room suite, everything's double. So long gone are the days where you could just up and leave and go on a pretty good, cheapish holiday.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing that's come through a lot on the WhatsApp line, you know. Everyone is saying, I don't mind. It's just the price.
Yes. A lot of people, parents, like to call them our broke best friends. Want hulle wil alles doen wat ons doen. Hulle wil sushi eet, hulle wil alles doen.
Gerry maak daai punt.
Julle sit die pot heeltemal mis. Kom ek sê vir julle. Wat jy enjoy, moet jou kinders ook enjoy. Punt. Stop einde. Anders is hoe gaan hulle leer wat lekker is? So wat lekker is vir jou... is lekker vir hulle ook, so hulle moet gewoond raak daaraan. So papa en mama moet maar hoes, dit is maar een van die dinge, jy weet, so hulle wil ook die lekker kry.
There you go, hulle wil ook.
Hulle wil ook, en dit is 'n goeie punt wat jy maak, want jy wil hulle blootstel aan die lekker goed in die lewe, maar hulle verdien niks geld nie.
Hi, Robin Roz. Yeah, I must say, I love my kids very much, but I do miss the money that they are chowing. Enjoy the drive.
And I thank you.
And that's been the common refrain. I get Harry's point, though.
Mm.
Like, you do. You want to expose your kids to all of the stuff that you enjoy doing because you want to share.
Yeah.
You know? But I also get the point of, let's say, for example, you've saved up a bit and you're down in the Western Cape and you're going to a wine farm for lunch. And you have the option to sit there for 4 or 5 hours met a koue glasie witwyn in a sticky kas and a beautiful view and a good conversation.
Yes. No distractions, no nothing. Like, I think just that kind of one-on-one time also with my husband, I miss. That doesn't involve logistiek rondom sport, buitemuurse aktiwiteite, wie se verjaarsdagpartytjie is dit? Wanneer moet die geboortesertifikaat skool toe gaan vir een of ander sportspan of whatever? Like, just an adult conversation that doesn't involve children's logistics would be chef's kiss.
Shame. Fair. I think that's going to be my takeaway from this conversation, though. Patty's point of, like, because it doesn't occur to me because I don't have kids, but you're right. You want to expose kids to things that you like.
Mm.
You got to introduce them to stuff and anders hoe gaan hulle leer.
Ja, dis waar.
Bear that in mind.
Ons gesels vanmiddag oor dinge wat net beter sal wees as kinders nie daarby betrokke is nie. En nie omdat ons hulle nêrens wil vat nie, maar dinge wat jy net voel jy kan bietjie beter geniet as hulle nou nie daar is nie. Fransel het 'n boodskap gestuur om te sê, sorry, not sorry, maar troues is nie 'n plek vir kinders nie. Ek stem 100% teen my saam.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
I don't know if I'd agree. I don't know if I agree.
Wow! I did not expect this on my 2024 bingo card. Rob?
No, I mean, like, who doesn't love the strooi meisie or the strooi seentjie, whatever,
yeah.
dancing with Oma? To like Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Who doesn't love it?
Not me.
We love it.
No. We had a child-free wedding. It was great.
No, look, I get that. If you want to have a grown-up occasion for the wedding, that's...
Yeah.
I just like... Kids in public spaces don't bother me.
Nee, nie dat hulle jou bother nie, maar dat jy dit bietjie meer kan geniet as hulle nie daar is nie. Nicoline sê, hi guys, Nicoline from Delmas here. I just love your show. Okay, so it may sound stupid, but... Just being able to go to a shopping mall without worrying about kids and their safety. Apart from that, there's always that one kid that wants to use the restroom. I don't know. Just my 5 cents. Nicoline.
Okay, that tick, I get.
Tick.
I treat the shopping mall like a military operation.
And then I...
Ek weet precies wat ek nodig het. Ek weet precies waar is hy en hoeveel hy kos. Ek loop in, park the closest to that shop, walk in, strike, get the thing I need, and out the door.
Ja, dit is ek ook. Ek is nie 'n shopper nie. Ek wil in en uit, I don't like them all.
If I had to do 2 car chairs and walk around and then bathroom breaks and then ice creams and then, yeah, it just adds time.
Yeah, you admin. Kinder-admin.
Shame, but we do love them
ons
so
doen,
much.
Ons doen, en dit is net 'n lekker chat hieroor, because I mean, sometimes you're not even able to say these things. So we think
no,
them
I mean,
and we give you the opportunity to say them.
The Roz makes a good point there. I've heard and seen so many times, especially on social media and so on, a parent just like, oof, parenting is exhausting. And then all of a sudden there's a pylon, you're a bad parent, you're a this, you're
Nobody
a that.
Nobody said you must have a child. You decided.
Ah.
That's not what I'm saying. The
Precies.
Two things are definitely not mutually exclusive. Jy kan moeg wees en ook baie van jou kinders hou en hulle baie lief het.
Ons kan almal moeg wees.
Verstaan jy?
Dis die staat van die wêreld op die oomblik.
Ons is almal moeg.